Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, whatever you call it, Get Covered Illinois wants you to know that you need to enroll in a health plan before January 31st. Having health insurance is the law. If you don't get coverage, you may have to pay a penalty of $695 or more. Coverage is more affordable than you think. Most people can find monthly premiums for $75 or less. Go to GetCoveredIllinois.gov or call 866-311-1119 to get free in-person help. That's 866-311-1119. Enroll today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-476-0793. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-476-0793.
CDS Mondays.
They're a team of high IQ personnel.
These geniuses are the smartest people in the room. Any room.
Ready to help however we can.
And they may not fit into the world.
It's okay to admit you don't have all the answers.
Every problem has a solution.
But they're the only ones.
We got 2 minutes to avoid a meltdown.
I'm gonna figure this out.
Who can save it?
We got a live one.
Signal's up.
20 seconds.
Together we can do things that no one else can do.
Scorpion, Mondays, only CBS.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call pain management specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
2-1.
Cub fans, starting this spring, listen to every exciting Cubs game right here on the new radio home of Cubs baseball. Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Cubs win!
WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
Let's go!
Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update studio, I'm Chris Ranji. Fred Hoiberg says his Bulls team is a resilient one.
We'll hit adversity again this year. There's no doubt about that. You know, we'll hit adversity in every game. It's how you handle that and how you battle through it and how you fight through it that determines who you're going to be and who you can be. So when those tough stretches hit, that's when you find out who you are. When things are out there going well, it's easy to pull for each other and be there for each other. But, you know, when those tough times hit, you know, that's a true sign of a good team is when you can band together around each other.
Well, the Bulls did have a bit of a rough stretch in December. They host the Celtics tonight, though. They're trying to win their sixth in a row. Hoiberg also saying today that Joakim Noah 50-50 to come back on Saturday from his shoulder surgery. A process, or from his shoulder injury, I should say, did not have surgery. Process is still ongoing for Bears offensive coordinator Adam Gase, who's interviewing for a bunch of head coaching jobs. Miami today talked with them. Giants and Browns coming up next. And the Eagles still apparently are interested in him. They've interviewed him once. They have not yet scheduled a second interview, though that could come soon. In Tampa, offensive coordinator Dirk Cutter appears to be the front runner to replace Lovie Smith. He was fired as head coach last night. Also in football, Peyton Manning is going to start for the Broncos in the playoffs, says coach Gary Kubiak. That was confirmed today. Moving on to baseball, Hall of Fame selections were announced last night, or rather yesterday afternoon. Ken Griffey Jr. announced today he's going to enter the Hall wearing a Mariners cap. Mike Piazza will go in with a Mets hat. Illini basketball is on the score tonight. We invite you to listen. They will take on Michigan State. The broadcast is at 7:30. The Grossinger.com hotline, don't forget about that. Find over 4,000 vehicles at 9 area locations at Grossinger.com. 670 weather, rain tonight, low of 36, rain tomorrow, and a high of 42. I'm Chris Ranji, and you're listening to the new home for the Chicago Cubs. Hear every game next season on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
This hour brought to you by Townstone Financial.
This is Ian in New Jersey. I'm here for
I've listened to crap.
Hey, buddy.
I don't even know where this crap comes from.
Buddy.
I understood that crap.
Hey, buddy.
People making up stuff.
I don't know who's making that crap up.
Hey, buddy.
I'll live with the crap.
Buddy.
If you guys keep making this stuff up, you're going to deal with me.
How you doing, buddy?
That's what I said. Don't you tell me what I need to say and what I don't need to say.
Oh, buddy.
Why the fuck are you lying? Why you always lying?
One of the things, Mike, that's been pointed out over the course of today and last night after the game is that you seemed resigned to the fate after the game, that there wasn't much fire in you, and you sort of stood up before the media and said, well, you know, this is the way it is. Are you resigned to this fate?
You're the same guy that wrote about me when I did have the fire, that was the wrong thing to do. So who are you crapping?
Well, I'm just
don't
asking.
Don't crap me. No, 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 no.
Always lying to me.
Why?
You're lying so much.
Why?
Making it hard for me.
Who are you crapping?
It is indeed time for Who You Crapping, and as always, I like to keep this simple. Wow. Limit this to something someone said, not something someone did. And if you go on, you run on, you talk too long, you're not making a point.
You give Tannehill the shotgun.
That's what happens.
Wait, Tanny's back in the lab. Nice. Ready to go? Are you sure?
Let's do it.
All right. Well, it's Black Physicist who's going to start us on the score.
And trouble brewing right off the bat.
Happy 2016, gentlemen.
Thank
this
you.
This crap is for Chicago Bears head coach John Fox. At the press conference following the Bears' 38-17 loss to the Minnesota Vikings on week 15 of the 2015 regular season, Fox told media, quote, "We hadn't lost three in a row all season," unquote. Newsflash, coach. Your team lost three games in a row twice during the 2015 regular season. In the first three games played, you lost to the Green Bay Packers, the Arizona Cardinals, and the Seattle Seahawks in that order. And the 38-17 ass-kicking by the Vikings followed losses the previous 2 weeks against the San Francisco 49ers and the Washington, D.C. football team. John Fox, who you crapping?
Thank you, physicist. Southside Chris says this goes out to Mensa member and linguist Derek Rose, who recently stated that dunking is not important and it doesn't define his game.
That's what he said.
Derek, during your first terrible return from ACL reconstruction, where you provided dumbass excuse after excuse, you specifically stated that you couldn't return until you could dunk off your right leg. Derek Rose, who you crapping? Chris in Champaign, you're on the score. Hi, Chris.
The high priest of the St. Louis Diocese for the Church of Orthodox Baseball, Adam Wainwright, was commenting on Jason Hayward departing for the Cardinals, or from the Cardinals for the Cubs. Much like his organization's past sanctimonious edict about baseball, Wainwright's comments came out predictably on the salty side. He says, he knows that we're not going to be in the position to win every year, and when it comes down to this, he didn't want to play there after myself, Molina, and Holiday were gone on such a long contract. The person that we want to give that kind of money to, that big money, he needs to be a person that wants to be that guy that carries the torch. He needs to be a guy that needs to be the person that, after we leave, carries on the tradition. But we're looking for that guy who wants to be the man, implying that Hayward wasn't the sort of guy because he turned that challenge down of being a so-called torchbearer. Now, there's no need to go into the fact that the flexibility of the Cubs contract allowed Hayward to make more money in the future, or that the Cardinals were offering they were the lesser team than the Cubs from last year. But the essence of this crap is for Wainwright asserting that Hayward wasn't the guy when St. Louis only could offer more money to the guy. Even though he turned down their money, which was the largest guaranteed offer, doesn't that mean they thought he was the guy? Adam, either full of it or the owners are willing to write $200 million checks just to hold face with the fans. Neither sounds that great for your sake. I know it's been a rough offseason. watching a division rival steal two of your best players after they took a long time to celebrate on the field. So why don't you take those sour grapes and crush them into a nice bottle of jug wine to drown you?
Lord, I'm going to go back to the Mandalay Bay and sleep. I just had a bad dream there. Did that call actually happen?
Danny's just laughing his ass off back there. Why did you tell me to wait?
I mean, that everyone was so uncomfortable that it was going on for so long.
What the
I just
want
to let that ruminate for a while.
You're just dragging it out. My God. Pete Hawk, who usually has this target in mind, says this is for David Haw. Arguing against the Bears tanking the game against the Lions in an effort to improve their draft slot, Haw warns that this, quote, risks harm to Chicago's standing as a reputable football city. Good grief. How does anyone think Chicago's a reputable football city unless you've been in suspended animation for the past 30 years? Let's consider the evidence. Coming into the Lions game, since the strike-shortened replacement player season in 87, the Bears' regular season record is 220 and 227. During that stretch of almost 30 years, the team has made it to the playoffs 8 times. They're compiling a record of 7-7, making it to only 2 conference championship games and 1 Super Bowl, which it lost. Since losing in the Super Bowl 9 years ago, the team has been to the playoffs once. They're on their third GM and third head coach during that span. It is sending no players to the Pro Bowl this year. And in fact, has only drafted 8 players who have made a Pro Bowl in the past 11 years. What possible damage could be done to that reputation? David Haw, who are you crapping? Robert is in Seattle. He is on the score. Hello.
Hello, boys.
Hello.
This crap is at the self-proclaimed pharmaceutical entrepreneur and future inmate number 8962JBA, Martin Shkreli. While it's easy to crap for his business practices, let's just have some fun instead. A few weeks ago on Twitter, he said this: 50 to 100 date solicitations a day for me, the world's most eligible bachelor. Sorry, but you have to be a shareholder to meet me. Martin, is it that you'd rather have someone pay you big bucks to be with you rather than one of the many female dopes out there on Twitter who willingly give it to you for free? That doesn't make you the world's most eligible bachelor, a mantle that should go to Chris Tannehill. That makes you nothing more than a gigolo. Just as Diamond Dave said in his song, you're so sad and lonely, and life goes on without you. Martin Shkreli, who you crapping?
Shut it, Timmy. The happily married father
just took, away his lovely wife.
That's
dude.
What happened.
Dude, do we have to come to Seattle? We're close.
His wife
we
and daughter.
We can't come and get you.
I guess they're gone. I don't know what happened. You didn't tell us.
Hardware Mike says, soon to be former GOP presidential candidate Carly Fiorina was asked by CNN's Dana Bash about the recent popularity of Texas Senator Ted Cruz. Said Fiorina, I would say that Ted Cruz is just like any other politician. He says one thing in Manhattan. He says another thing in Iowa. He says whatever he needs to say to get elected, and then he's going to do as he pleases. Well, imagine that, a politician saying something to garner support in Iowa. Why, just last week, one of those Republican windsocks, a Stanford grad no less, tweeted just before the Rose Bowl, I love my alma mater, but go Hawkeyes. Carly, nobody picks Iowa over Stanford in anything. And I do mean anything. Even the people of Iowa saw through your lame-ass pandering as your Iowa poll numbers held steadily at margin of error percent. Please go away. But before you do, I will ask Carly Fiorina, who you crapping?
Yeah, she's off stride.
Greg in Oak Brook is on the score.
Hello, friends.
Hello.
This crap goes out to Mr. Integrity and Jeb Bush bundler Jim Nantz. This past week, Mr. Nantz was asked why he did not include the recent HGH allegations against Peyton Manning in his broadcast. His response was the following. If we talked about it, we would continue to breathe life into a story that on all levels is a non-story. Why add another layer to it? Well, it sounds like Jim has determined the story has no merit all by himself. Or it could be that he did not want to hurt Peyton, whom he shares an agent with. Or if it's true, he doesn't want to hurt the integrity of the game. I mean, Jim Nantz does not want to be the person responsible for hurting a player's standing. He just reports. I guess that's true unless you're Tiger Woods. Remember that it was Jim who called the Masters and insisted they disqualify Woods after an errant drop. He went so far as to threatening not to do the broadcast if they didn't disqualify them. He also went on the radio program years later saying that Tiger should be fired, how you can fire him, nobody really knew, for using the F word on the course. Jim also said that Tiger not playing annually in the One Percenter Fest, otherwise known as the Pebble Beach Pro-Am, would be an absolute stain on his career. I guess some issues to Jim Nantz are just black and white. Or, excuse me, I mean clear cut. Jim Nantz, who are you crapping?
See what you're doing there.
I know. I actually, you know, thank you. I know where I would put my money on that fight, in that fight. Hey, Manning versus El Jazeera.
I would have to consider, but I think there's a reason why we haven't had him follow suit with some others.
Mm-hmm. All right, that's what we're doing. Who are you crapping? We always tell you here, like at 5:13, that please, there's plenty of time to jump on in. And you know what we're looking for the love of God, we ask every time. We are looking for the
big finish.
That's right. 312-644-6767. Come on and play. Who are you crapping? Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
670 The Score is the exclusive home for the NFL playoffs in Chicago. We'll kick things off with Wild Card Weekend Saturday with Chiefs at Texans starting at 3, followed by Steelers versus Bengals. And on Sunday, it's Seahawks at Vikings at 11:30, followed by Packers at Redskins. All the NFL playoff games are right here through Super Bowl 50 on Sports Radio 670 The Score at 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
I'm Doug Gottlieb with this CBS Sports Minute. John Smoltz joined me to talk about Mike Piazza being in the Baseball Hall of Fame.
The ever asking and wondering this time frame now that we are entering and all the speculations about who did what, how, and where is an interesting one. That will be a discussion we continue to have. I know it has surrounded Mike, and time will tell and how he is able to enjoy the moment, but at the same time, either displace those rumors or just go on with his incredible career.
So Smoltz is saying what baseball people say. Everybody thinks Piazza did it. Shouldn't Piazza answer these questions? Because either he's the greatest hitter ever competing against steroid-infused players, or he was a juicer like those who are yet in the Hall of Fame. I'm Doug Gottlieb.
Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, whatever you call it, Get Covered Illinois wants you to know that you need to enroll in a health plan before January 31st. Having health insurance is the law. If you don't get coverage, you may have to pay a penalty of $695 or more. Coverage is more affordable than you think. Most people can find monthly premiums for $75 or less. Go to GetCoveredIllinois.gov or call 866-311-1119 to get free in-person help. That's 866-311-1119. Enroll today.
When our water heater broke down last month, it took 5 hours for the plumber to show up, and he charged us a couple of $100 just to come out. And then it cost another $1,800 to put in the new water heater. I felt like I'd been taken. But what else could I do?
The smartest thing you can do is get a home warranty from American Residential Warranty. Their home warranties pay to repair or replace all your major appliances when they break. Just call 877-207-4183. That's 877-207-4183.
Org number 3030.
Terry Boris here.
And Matt Abaticola.
And you know, Matty, just when you think Mattress Firm, you know, you get past the holidays and you think you're hitting the blues and there's really nothing. Nope. Right now, Mattress Firm's overstock and clearance sale. Right now, it's on. $10 million in Tempur-Pedic overstock mattresses must go.
Yeah, you guys know that Mattress Firm is America's number one mattress retailer. They are the home of America's most highly recommended mattress, the Tempur-Pedic. And I'm telling you, I cannot wait to get into my Tempur-Pedic tonight and sleep. And if only my darn kids could sleep for the night and stop waking me up, I would have a great, great night's sleep. I would sleep happy were it not for children.
Kids are waking me up, too.
My children wake you up?
Yes. It's the oddest thing.
It is odd. You live, yes, you're in Kentucky. I'm in Wisconsin. That's crazy that my kids wake you up.
It's odd, isn't it? Anyway, Mattress Firm, as you mentioned, number one place. This is it. And we've been telling you this for a long time. And you should have done it for Christmas. But everything, nothing's too late in life. If you're looking for a great night's sleep and a way to do it, the number one place is Mattress Firm. All you got to do, you can do mattressfirm.com, and you'll find one. I guarantee you, Maddie, you will find a Mattress Firm. And not only will you find one, you will find people inside there who can tell you everything you want to know about every mattress you're looking at.
Yeah, they're going to help you find the right mattress for your sleep style, also for your budget. And they have an on-time delivery guarantee, or it's free. They do same-day delivery as well. So like Terry said, go to mattressfirm.com, find the store nearest you,
or call 888-534-6894 for details about credit cost and terms. So get to Mattress Firm for their big overstock mattress sale. Sleep happy, no interest for 4 full years. It's Mattress Firm. Save money and sleep happy.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
1-800-375-5418. That's 1-800-375-5418.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free, and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632.
edu/masters/RSVP.
The holidays are over, and you've got a ton of leftovers, casserole and stuffing and pie, and unfortunately debt. That is one holiday leftover that you can't hide in your freezer, but you can do something about it, and you can avoid starting your new year with last year's credit card debt. Instead of hassling with all the different due dates for multiple credit cards, you can consolidate your debt with an unsecured loan through Avant. And if you haven't checked this out, this is a different way of doing this because it's very simple and clean and convenient and all online. It is one loan. It is one monthly payment and it's no hassle. And because it's an unsecured loan, you're not having to put up your assets to do this. You just go to avantoffer.com and you complete your application in minutes. You don't have to go to some bank branch with an armload of documents and maybe go somewhere and make copies. It's all online. And then the funds can be in your account as soon as tomorrow. Best thing you can do is check it out yourself. And the website probably explains everything even better than I do. But right now, there's a special deal going on just because you're listening. Avant is going to give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after you make your first payment on time. So start the year off right. Go to avantoffer.com and enter promo code SCORE. That's AVANTOffer.com, promo code SCORE. Again, avantoffer.com, promo code SCORE. Loans made by WebBank. Funds are generally deposited via ACH for delivery next business day if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
Hey, Mom, how'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich? Earn great money from home so you can have the freedom to be the mom you want to be.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month, fire my boss, and now work from home full-time around my kids.
Get free information from the Moms Business Network today. Just go to income10.com to learn how. That's income10.com. You can start earning great money as soon as next week. income10.com.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedes may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedes, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedes because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedes isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for 2 free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
Thursday, CBS presents a new comedy.
We have not been formally introduced. I'm your guardian angel.
About heavenly guidance.
I will get a restraining order. My uncle's a lawyer.
Your uncle's a dentist.
Why do you know everything?
And heavy drinking.
Cream de menthe.
It's 2 p.m. on a Tuesday.
Wow, it's Tuesday already.
Emmy winner Jane Lynch stars.
I am going back inside.
I'm not following you, but I gotta go to the bathroom. I got a nuclear situation here, and it ain't a drill.
Angel from Hell. CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Big finish. That's what we're looking for. Boris and Bernstein, who are you crapping? 312-644-6767. Give us what we want.
And actually, we got an answer to the Brad Stevens thing. He's a former Butler player who apparently is not doing well in a battle with cancer. Oh. And he's going to spend time with him instead of coaching an NBA game. So that is good for him.
Yeah.
I'm also told at the bottom of the hour we have a mystery guest joining us. I don't know much more than that. But it's a mystery guest.
A mystery guest.
Any crap from Mike? Mike says, after President Obama announced his plans for executive action on gun control, Ted Cruz was immediately critical of the president's plans to strengthen background checks. But last summer, Cruz hosted a fundraiser called Shoot with Cruz. And in the fine print, a disclaimer said, sponsor reserves the right to disqualify any potential winner from receiving the prize based on such background check if sponsor determines in its sole discretion that awarding the prize to such potential winner could result in a safety or security risk to any person or persons. This means Ted Cruz opposes background checks unless the potential gun owner is going to be near him. So I wish it were the other way around. The president has said he won't stand idly by when action can be taken, explaining he has a pen and a phone, and he'll do what he thinks is necessary. Cruz, in response to that announcement, quipped, if you live by the pen, you die by the pen, and my pen has an eraser. An eraser? Ted, that's your pencil. And who you crapping?
Pencil.
It's pencil. Large pencil. Man downstate is on the score. Hello, large man.
Hello. This crap goes out to Spike Lee, whose new film, Chirac, is about a group of women who go on a sex strike to stop the gang violence in Chicago. Spike Lee liked the idea of a sex strike and suggested women on college campuses should start one to combat enabling sexual violence. Putting aside the mini-crap-worthy idea of combating rape by withholding consent, perhaps you should ask your wife to start a sex strike. After all, your soundtrack for the movie Chirac features indicted statutory rapist R. Kelly. And 3 years ago, you directed Mike Tyson's one-man show where Tyson trashes his own victim, all with your apparent blessing. Spike, two things. Never put Tony Siragusa on film, much less in a movie, ever again. And second, who are you crapping?
Nicely done, large man.
Large man! He's a large man.
Mark in the city says, this goes out to Ammon Bundy, who on January 3rd took over a wildlife refuge in Oregon and said the following. It's the people's facility owned by the people, and it has been provided for us to be able to come together and unite in making a hard stand against this overreach, taking of people's land and resources. Jarvis Kennedy, spokesman for the Paiute tribe, a descendant of the people who had this very land stolen from them, had the best response. They need to get the hell out of there, said Jarvis of Bundy. They literally walked our people, children and women, off our lands. They had no problem killing us. So, Ammon, if you want to protest the government taking land and resources by taking over land you don't even own while threatening force, go for it. Have fun being dead or in jail, but get in line behind the Paiute tribe. And who you crapping? The manometer check is now.
You know where I want it to be.
Man United.
Yes.
Well, Bob from Chatham will close out who you crapping on the score.
Hi, yeah, this crap goes out to Phil Hirsch, who earlier today on the score was talking about the Hall of Fame and how numbers are so important for baseball, and baseball fans understand numbers. He said, you may not know how many touchdowns Barry Sanders scored in his career or how many touchdown passes Joe Montana threw, but baseball, you know the numbers. Then less than 2 minutes later, he's talking about Barry Bonds and mentions his 700-and-something home runs. Well, if baseball fans really know the numbers, shouldn't you know Barry Bonds hit 762 home runs? Who are you
crying? Actually does. That's good.
That's really good. Maybe
you were having an off day. Hey, buddy. You must have thought
that we were napping.
Hey, buddy.
Who you crapping?
So we're going to do the update a little early, and then we've got a, I don't know. It's a mystery guest, is all I'm told. So I'm as much in the dark as anybody on this one.
Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update studio, I'm Chris Ranji. The surging Bulls will be at home tonight at the United Center against the visiting Boston Celtics. They have won 5 straight games. They're also getting some better news as the days go on, that Joakim Noah could be back soon. In fact, Saturday is a possibility. Fred Hoiberg earlier today said it is 50-50 he returns on that day. Bears offensive coordinator Adam Gase is still talking with multiple teams about head coaching openings. Dolphins were today. They'll also speak with the Giants and Browns. Eagles still interested. Might get a second interview there. Bucks offensive coordinator Dirk Cutter is thought to be the favorite for the job there in Tampa after Lovie Smith was fired last night. And White Sox have claimed outfielder Daniel Fields as they get him off waivers from the Dodgers. We've got college basketball tonight on the score. Illinois will take on Michigan State. The broadcast is at 7:30. Join 670 The Score at the sold-out 2016 Cubs Convention, broadcasting live from the Sheraton Chicago Hotel on Friday. It's January 15th from 9 in the morning till 10 p.m. It'll kick off the first day of conventions, and Spiegel and Goff will be there, Boers and Bernstein, Lawrence Holmes. We'll keep you updated all day long. Expect visits from current players and members of the front office. The new home of the Chicago Cubs has you covered. I'm Chris Ranji, and you're listening to The New Home for the Cubs. Hear every game next season on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
Thank you, Ranger.
All right, so all I'm told now is this is a mystery guest who is joining us on the Home Run Inn Pizza Hotline, now open in Chicago's Lakeview neighborhood. And Maddie said we have to figure out who this is by asking yes and no questions.
Oh, God.
Hi, mystery guest.
Well, how are you?
Fine.
We're fine. How are you doing?
Wonderful.
That's not a yes or no question. Now...
Well, that's right. Sorry, my bad. I'm probing.
Are you known from... the world of sports?
Yes.
Are you a current athlete?
Definitely not.
No, he's too old.
Are you a broadcaster?
Yes.
Oh.
Are you a national play-by-play broadcaster?
No.
Are you a national analyst?
Yes.
Do you analyze football games?
Nope.
You do basketball games?
Yes.
National basketball. Why are you guys laughing? Because this is, I feel like we're being set up here. A national basketball analyst. Are you on a cable network primarily?
Yes.
Do you broadcast NBA games?
No.
You broadcast college games.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. It's all right. A national collegiate basketball analyst. Wait,
not
a second.
Jay Phillips.
Not Jay. Thank God.
Is it Lavin?
You got it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. What's
going on? Oh, my God. I was just thinking. I was thinking about you the other day. I saw you.
Good.
I saw you, and I'm looking at him. There he's in the studio. You're in the studio, though.
That's good. Someone was watching. We thought it got shot to Pluto, and no one was watching.
No. You were there. You're at Fox.
Yeah.
Rob yes.
Stone. Yeah, Jimmy Jackson, Rob Stone, Donnie. Yes.
I knew that, you know, I'm so old I can't hear anymore. I can't hear the voice, but I was just watching you. Then I said, that's our guy, Steve Lavin, looks great.
How's life? How's everything? How's your health?
It's good. Thanks, fellas. Yeah, blood work has been clean for 4 years, so cancer-free and grateful for that. We're back in Los Angeles, a short commute to the Fox Studios in Santa Monica.
Mm-hmm.
I've got USC and Arizona State tonight, the Galen Center, good Pac-10 game. So... overall, grateful and thankful. How about you guys?
You know, couldn't be better. I'm getting old and he's getting better. So, hey, you know, here's the thing I wanted to add. Now, you have no, and I always ask coaches this because coaches never want to stop. Do you have any desire to coach again? Or are you happy with this because you're really good at it? Happy?
You know, I'm very pleased with where I'm at and grateful and all the things that I was raised to believe in terms of the way gifts reveal in mysterious ways or blessings reveal in wonderfully unexpected ways. And yet, naturally, this was a unique situation in terms of St. John's because, you know, we're coming off back-to-back 20-win seasons. Mm-hmm. We were in the NCAA tournament this past March. So, and had a nice run there with a couple NCAAs and three 20-win seasons. So if it was a good fit, I consider going back, and yet I'm also going to be very selective, as I was the last time around. I passed up, as you guys know, NC State and some other opportunities that I didn't even go down the line in terms of interviewing, because I was enjoying the work in broadcasting and appreciated the more deliberate pace and a more balanced or healthy life and the time with my parents and family. But with that said, you know, 28 years in the business, if there was a good fit, you know, I love coaching. I love the competition. I love working with young people. So you have to keep an open mind. But the people at Fox have been fantastic. And again, just a nice gift, because they cover the Pac-12 and they cover the Big East, two of the leagues that I coached in as a head coach. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the only problem with covering the Big 12 is you got to find that rat bastard Steve Alford, who's working at the school where you used to work. It just I hate him, and I wish him nothing but ill, because I just think he's just the worst human being. And, you know, he keeps recruiting well, and he keeps getting teams in the tournament. So I just, it's one of my favorite days of the year when his ass finally gets knocked out or wherever they make it in the tournament.
But he doesn't hold a grudge.
Been a sustained grudge. You know, I'm impressed with the consistency of the grudge. It seems like it's been over a decade now. When I come on air at some point, yep, Steve Alford is going to come up mm-hmm. as a topic for the subject. He moves in terms of different coaching jobs, but the refrain, the old refrain is the same.
It's the same guy. I mean, I'm not going to stop. He's going to carry it with him wherever he goes. But, you know, the truth is that, you know, we were talking about it in terms of the Heisman race this year. It's just hard to stay up to watch a lot of these games. And the fact is, we're missing some tremendous college basketball, because there are really some talented players there. And so advise us right now, if we were going to make time to see a team, to see a guy at this point in the season, who's worth staying up late for?
Well, for starters, big picture, this is the deepest, and I qualify that because there's distinctions between the deepest and the best, but it's the deepest Pac-12 conference in the history of this league. There are, you know, 11 teams in the top RPI 100, I think 8 in the RPI top 50. These are unprecedented numbers. You have to go back to my first year, actually, in the Big East, when we sent 11 teams out of our conference to the NCAA tournament. And the following year, we sent 9 teams to the NCAA tournament. This is a year where the Pac-12 could potentially get 8 of their 12 schools into the NCAA tournament. Mm. Arizona, I think, is a team right now capable of winning yep. the national title. Arizona and North Carolina are two that I think are built to potentially cut down the nets. Gabe York, Ryan Anderson, that inside-outside combination, York out top knocking down threes, and Ryan Anderson's a transfer from Boston College, sat out last year, and now is playing for Sean Miller, and double-double man. And they've got a number of intriguing pieces. Kadeem Allen is a junior college player that 6'4", 6'5", and a disruptive force against opponents in terms of his defensive prowess. And then offensively, he's a tremendous passer, a transporter. So I like Arizona. But there's so many improved teams. USC is probably the most improved team in the Pac-12. I'm going to see them tonight. Washington, Coach Romar, has an outstanding young group. A lot of youth in this league, which bodes well, not only this year in terms of getting 7 or 8 teams in the NCAA tournament field, but as these kids grow up and return next year, the league will be even stronger. So in terms of the Pac-12, lots of good basketball, a lot of intriguing teams, impressive or entertaining style of play, too. They tend to get up and down a little quicker in the Pac-12. Now, people would say they don't play any defense, and it's pivot pass, tear ass, first team to 100 out here. but I like the up-tempo style.
You know, hey, that's basketball now, isn't it? I mean, let's not.
It is to me.
Yeah,
Golden State Warriors, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Why not? Why is that a bad thing?
Draymond Green, right? He's adjusted. He came out of the rugged Big Ten and one of Coach Izzo's bruisers, and yet his versatility and skill set has really been central to the Warriors' success. Curry, obviously, MVP level, but not far behind is Draymond Green and his contributions and his versatility, both to guard multiple positions on defense, but to play multiple positions on offense. And that is where the game is going. Started in Europe with the big men that could face the basket, knock down threes, and then that influence or trend now we're seeing in our side of the world in terms of basketball.
Yeah, and Sean Miller's one of those guys, too, that's sort of going all the way across the country and continued to succeed. I mean, I know Arizona's a place that's got a terrific basketball tradition. They've won a lot. They've been really good for a long time. But some guys, you know, Steve, they go somewhere and there's a little bit of a hiccup, but not really with him. I mean, he that program is still really, really good, and as long as he's there, it's going to be really, really good.
Yeah, well, it's a great point. I brought that up in broadcast, and I couldn't think of a better fit in terms of a coach coming in and maintain the level of success, a seamless transition from Lute Olson to Sean Miller. And this year in particular, he's impressed me almost like a general manager, the way he reloaded with a couple graduate transfers who would come in and play right away. Mark Tolleson was a transfer from the University of San Francisco who didn't have to sit out because he had already earned his degree. The junior college player, Kadeem Allen, I mentioned earlier, came in last year, but he sat him out, redshirted him, let him get acclimated. Now he's a real force, and he'll have a year left even after this. Then you have the traditional, you know, outstanding recruiting, the McDonald's All-American type, Alonzo Trier, one of the best freshmen in the country. And then some of those returners, like Gabe York, who got better year to year, and some others. So, you know, that's a creative way to maintain an elite level of play, even though they lost, I think, three players who are now in the NBA, maybe even four, three drafted and four total, I think, that are on NBA rosters this year. So that's a big hit. But to be right back in the top 10 and, I think, contending for a national championship. And interestingly enough, they may not have the firepower in terms of, you know, lottery-level, you know, talent, but I think they have a better team this year and a more cohesive approach, and probably lower maintenance in terms of managing the egos. And as a result, I think he's really enjoying coaching this team. And surprisingly, they don't have the pressure they've had in other years, at least not to this point in the season.
Now, that was brought up, too. Somebody mentioned that about Bill Self's Kansas team, in that especially after that all-timer rip-roaring game against Oklahoma that people are saying is just really a classic game, that maybe they also don't have some of these lottery-pick-type guys, but they've guys like Seldon, where their better players have been there a while and, frankly, haven't been sought after enough to come out early, but you can still end up with a terrific college basketball team.
Yeah, and not only at that level, but it's enjoyable, and we see it more often. The Valparaisos, Richmond, Monmouth, this year St. Mary's. Keep an eye on them. I think they're 13 or 14-1, coached by Randy Bennett, one of the best coaches that flies below the radar because he hasn't pursued the higher-level jobs. He knows he's got a gem of a job at St. Mary's in Moraga, the Gaels. They're number one in the country in three-point shooting, number one in field goal percentage shooting, and number one in assist turnover. Unusual to be number one in all three of those areas. And he does it with the Australians and redshirting some kids and finding some diamonds in the rough. And year after year, they're right there nipping on the heels of Gonzaga. This could be the year with Gonzaga having some struggles that St. Mary's gets over the top and actually wins that West Coast Conference.
And I love the kid at Utah. The Austrian Pirtle is really that's a guy who happens to be here, but were he one of these European players, people would just be gushing over him.
Yeah, he's, you know, a potential lottery pick because he can face the bucket. He's skilled. He's got enough ruggedness and strength to finish at the rim as well, and well coached. You know, because Krystowiak is a big man himself, and so knows the game and the subtleties of the positions. That's a built-in advantage. Similar to point guards like Sean Miller and Hurley at Arizona State, you know, their point guards benefit from having a head coach that understands the position of point guard, similar to a quarterback that's played the game and then has the ability to be a coordinator or a coach and then help, you know, the players that he's working with. So, yeah, a lot of intriguing compelling, you know.
All right, I'm going to start watching then. I'm going to try to stay up late and start. Well, I always watch West Coast baseball and I fall asleep. All right, Steve, you know what? It's great to hear from you. Great to hear your voice. We will check back with you at some point, by the way. And we are not. Absolutely. Now that we have you again, we'll use you again.
Absolutely. You got same phone number. Keep me on speed dial. I know the check's in the mail already.
Oh, you better believe it.
Oh, you got it. And my friend, when you get back in coaching, I got one word for you, okay?
strippers. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, make sure you have hookers. Yeah, because that's
that's elevated the level of recruiting to a whole other level.
Thanks, Steve.
It's become a science now, right? You got to stay ahead of the curve. You got to think creatively, use ingenuity. Very competitive industry.
Always has been.
Steve, take care of my friend.
Thanks, man. Steve Lavin of Fox's college basketball coverage. That makes me happy to have spoken to him.
Me too.
That's nice.
Me too.
He's a great dude, and he's been a part of the show and for a while.
I was flipping around the other night, just literally flipping around, and I go to the Fox channel because I see there's a ball game on, and there he is.
That's Terry Bors.
Damn.
I'm Dan Bernstein. Coming up when we get done. Oh, my God.
Who is it?
Chris Ranji.
Oh.
On the score.
Buddy.
Listen to Bors and Bernstein tomorrow from 1 to 6 to win a trip for two to Clark's Outpost in Ontario's wilderness. This once-in-a-lifetime fishing experience is brought to you by the All Canada Show, January 14th through January 17th at Pheasant Run Resort. Listen to...
Do you owe the IRS? Do you have unfiled tax returns? Have you received a wage garnishment or bank levy? If you or your business owe $10,000 or more to the state or IRS, and you are one of the first 100 callers, we will prepare your tax returns for free. Call the Tax Firm of America, 1-800-726-1430. This offer is limited to the first 100 callers, 1-800-726-1430, 1-800-726-1430.
January fish sale, you say? Scott must be back, and that's correct. And those are just a few of the fish that are on sale this January at Oak Park Natural Pet and Fish. 21% off all freshwater fish, 21% off all saltwater fish, 21% off all African cichlids, 21% off all oriental goldfish, 21% off all live coral, 21% off all live rock and inverts. Why 21% instead of the usual 20% off? Why not? So why not sashay into Oak Park Natural Pet and Fish? Whether you're after a Maxima clam or a yellow tang, Scott's got you covered. That's Oak Park Natural Pet on Harlem, just north of Madison and Oak Park.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free, and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call now, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249.
Do you need vision insurance because you're retired or your employer doesn't offer vision insurance? VSP Direct provides affordable individual vision plans direct to you. You'll see great savings and experience the lowest out-of-pocket cost in vision care. VSP Direct covers an eye exam, glasses, contacts, and more. Call 855-401-1432 to start your path to better vision. That's 855-401-1432. This coverage has exclusions and limitations. Call VSP Direct for details.
1-800-809-7963. That's 1-800-809-7963. When you call, you'll get a free expert reputation assessment. This free assessment, using patented technology, will show you how easy we can make the truth about you more visible than the negative online content you don't want others to see. Don't let bad search results ruin your life and good name. Get your free reputation assessment today. Call 1-800-809-7963. That's 1-800-809-7963.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere?
At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Don't fast. Its key ingredient is twice as effective as other products using old-fashioned glucosamine plus chondroitin. It helps increase mobility and flexibility too. We're giving away a million complimentary samples to help people experience a whole new advanced level of relief. Complimentary samples are not available in any store. You can only get...
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
Texting.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Here we go now. Chris Longy's our next guest.
This shift change is brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. Join the Chicago Wolves for craft beer night on Friday, January 15th at All State Arena at 7 p.m. at 549 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Looky, looky here. What is in our midst?
La-ho!
No, it is not.
La-ho!
It is not your favorite words in show.
No, I did not say that.
Mr. Lonzi?
No. Not ho. Not low at all. Oh.
What you got going on, Chris?
I don't know. I'm waiting for Joe. I think Joe's trapped outside. He's supposed to let...
What do you mean?
I don't...
What?
I think... I don't know what happened to him. I'm assuming that Rick had to go downstairs and get him. Is that what happened?
Why?
Because he was on the phone.
Yeah.
And he said, all right, I'll be right out. And that, to me, usually means I lost my ID or I don't have it.
Oh, so I've done that.
Get me? Well, so I guess they're going to let me know if I have any guests.
Well,
so I don't know. I mean, we
that's us every day.
So I don't know. We're chasing things. We're
a whole
efforting.
Three segment show.
And then it's Illini bus.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
You got Illini basketball later.
Yeah, Joe's
that's
salty.
Right. Chris Ranji could go a long way in a little bit of time.
That's true. That's true. I can
cover a lot of ground, this man.
And meanwhile, right. Ranji heard us. When Lawrence and I were talking, I made some stupid reference to the Bobby Brown Ghostbusters 2 song. And then Ranji sends along, after the show, sends this Deadspin story, this incredible story about the actor that played Viggo in Ghostbusters 2.
It is nuts, though, man.
It was amazing.
Boring.
It's not. It sounds like it would be. It's you can't believe the guy's name is Norbert Grupp,
mm-hmm.
and his story stretches through his father, who was a German boxing champion and a guard at Nuremberg, who ended up being big in the Venice Beach muscle scene and like intimidating Arnold Schwarzenegger, and this guy was just a complete lunatic.
Yeah, and he used to be and if you've seen Ghostbusters 2, so you remember the painting that was pretty prominent. And the painting was haunted.
It comes
that was
to
the
life.
Whole thing, right?
Yeah.
So that's him, and that is not a good-looking man. But apparently, when he was younger, he was handsome and a model. And then later, I don't know if I want to ruin it for people.
Don't ruin it for people.
Oh yeah, don't do it.
Wait, because he did something. I mean, he did a few things incredible, but one is just
good job there, Chris. Enjoy the day.
Seriously, it's an amazing story.
Yeah, it's nuts.
It's a web of sex and intrigue and international mystery, and
yeah.
it's like Dickensian, and then somebody else compared it to the movie Chinatown. I can't believe I missed it. I was pissed. No, I'm careful lately. I was unhappy that I missed it because it was so good. And I'm sitting there in the parking lot of Mariano's just scrolling through this thing. I didn't know it was such a long read either.
Yeah, you know,
it's great.
You know the takeaway from this story? Dan shops at Mariano's.
Oh, we know everything he does.
Well, my Mariano's is like the area media Mariano. You cannot go in there without seeing a Chicago television or radio personnel.
Who do you see the most?
Pat Boyle. Pat Boyle's there, Carmen DeFalco is there, Jackie Bang, Mark Sapelsa, Micah Mater, Dave Ennett,
everybody
all
gets
seen. That's just the on-air people, let alone salespeople and producers.
Heath Flynn's been in there too.
Heath Flynn is haunting the delicatessen.
He doesn't look good, but he's been in there.
This people just asking is watching for autographs.
The Chicago Wolves. Join the Chicago Wolves for Craft Beer Night on Friday, January 15th at Allstate Arena at 7 o'clock. Some quick thank yous. Let's get out of Ranji's
way. Yeah, we thank yous. Matt Miller, Greg Gabriel, Steve Lavin. And before we go, I just have to mention this. It's a personal note to you from Rudy, who says, after that Vegas story, Terry, there's a 99% chance we're related. He said, I once hit on a nice payoff on a slot three spots down from where a woman rolled in a quadriplegic on a gurney, and I ended up following them around the rest of the afternoon. It's
that's
like,
what you do.
He said, it's like I have a twin.
It's like a gambler. Unfortunately, when I left, he disappeared. When I cashed out, I looked back to the last row. I guess the guy actually probably told him to get the hell out, and he woke up long enough for me to hit, and then he was gone. But I would have followed him.
Damn crazy.
I would have followed him.
I know you would have. You're not lying.
All right. Mr. Matabaticola.
Chris Collins was here. He was the very first White Sox producer on the score. So Chris and another Chris Tannehill, want to thank him. He was here today. Herb Lawrence and Joe Ostrowski, Brett, of course, Rick Camp. Jay Zawoski was a White Sox producer at one time. Steve Goffman, no longer with us. Well, he's not dead, but he's just not at our station any longer.
I love Matabaticola. He's our Dale Jr., you know, right now. He's just chilling. The best production man who ever lived, Chris Tannehill.
I'm Chris Ranji. This is The Score. Oh, that's too bad.
Also, no longer with us. We are listening, Steve. Calling, emailing,
texting.
We will do it all over again tomorrow.
Doing Friday fun tomorrow, 4 we o'clock. Are. Relative greatness.
Hot damn, we're going to have fun. All right, everybody have a terrific night. Ranji is coming your way. Your friend coming up, is he? Yeah. All right, have a terrific night. We will talk to you tomorrow afternoon.
Oh, what a day! What a lovely day!
Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, whatever you call it, Get Covered Illinois wants you to know you need to enroll in a health plan before January 31st. Having health insurance is the law. If you don't get coverage, you may have to pay a penalty of $695 or more. Coverage is more affordable than you think. Most people can find monthly premiums for $75 or less. Go to getcoveredillinois.gov or call 866-311-1119 to get free in-person help. That's 866-311-1119. Enroll today.
CBS Sundays. Critics call Madam Secretary riveting.
I'm the Secretary of State, and you'll speak to me with the respect that that office demands.
Spectacular.
Are you really willing to stake your whole career on this program?
Your frustration is duly noted, but this is what we're doing, so get on board.
It gets 4 stars.
I need you to trust me.
Taya Leone storms the halls of power.
I put myself in harm's way to ensure the safety of our country. I would do it again.
Madam Secretary, CBS Sundays.
Hey, Mom, how'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich? Earn great money from home so you can have the freedom to be the mom you want to be.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month, fire my boss, and now work from home full-time around my kids.
Get free information from the Moms Business Network today. Just go to income10.com to learn how. That's income10.com. You can start earning great money as soon as next week. income10.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialist at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
Do you
owe the IRS? Do you have unfiled tax returns? Have you received a wage garnishment or bank levy? If you or your business owe $10,000 or more to the state or IRS, and you are one of the first 100 callers, we will prepare your tax returns for free. Call the Tax Firm of America, 1-800-726-1430. This offer is limited to the first 100 callers, 1-800-726-1430. 1-800-726-1430.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free, and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
1-800-375-5418. That's 1-800-375-5418.